Right now, let us turn to the man who will give us warmer weather, and that is Pat Warmer Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Thank you, and you are now Mr. MGM.
Why?
Why? Very simple. I bet you never thought of this before. Marshall Godzilla Miles.
That's right. Godzilla is very good. Now, I want you to know.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, I have a Jeep that I travel around most times, and I have a real nice car that I only bring out every once in a while. So I had to scrape all the stuff, all the car yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that I can't remember a more uncomfortable 20 minutes outside in weather than it was yesterday. We had a weird snow fog that was just enveloped you. The wind was just unbelievable, and the temperature was only about 2 or 3 degrees, and this was about 11:30 when I was home. But the 10 minutes I spent outside cleaning off the car, I got inside and it was unbelievable. It was the most uncomfortable. I tell you, yesterday was one of the most uncomfortable days in the past 10 years.
I've been hearing that from everybody, and yes, it was. I mean, when you have 40-mile-an-hour winds and temperatures in the single numbers, it's just not nice.
And it was because the winds were blowing snow. You constantly had snow in the air.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that won't happen today. Today will be sunny and not nearly as harsh. Mid-20s easily. And wind, nothing to speak of. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15 to 20. Tomorrow, cloudy. A light wintry mix will develop, but not until later in the day. And it'll quickly go to rain. And the high tomorrow, 35 to 40, rising into the 40s Wednesday night with rain. Periods of rain, about 40. Actually, the temperatures will be coming down from the 40s on Thursday. I don't know, some of the rain may briefly end as a little wet snow, but it won't be a big deal. And for Friday, we'll have temperatures in the 30s, and it looks like maybe 25 to 30 over the weekend. How about that?
All right. Any big storms on the maps?
Nope.
That's good.
Nope. Everything looks relatively quiet right through the weekend. I mean, we may get some snow showers with a front on Sunday, but that is about it. I am just relieved about it. So the back bone of the cold wave after today has been broken.
All right. Now, I need to speak to you about what's going on weather-wise for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their ski jumps coming up. They will be held February 8th, 9th, and 10th. February 8th, 9th, and 10th. When you look into your crystal ball, what do you see for those 3 days?
8th, 9th, and 10th, so I have to reach down here to get my maps, because that's the only way that we'd be able to look at this. I have cold weather, and there is a front coming in, but it may hold off until the 11th. So 8th, 9th, and 10th could just be fair and cold. By the 12th,
yeah.
It's bitter again.
All right. Now, do we have any storms that might possibly crop up before the 8th?
I would think something's going to have to happen before that, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking, you know, that's all. Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. And, I mean, it's nice, you know, not to have to comb through hundreds and hundreds of computer models and data to try to figure out how much snow everybody's getting. That's the one part of the winter that I just do not enjoy.
I don't know why.
Because people, you know, people are into this numbers game, and it's really, you know, I don't remember, I think years ago, I'm trying to remember, but years ago when we used to forecast the weather, years ago with a major snowstorm, we basically gave a range and almost everybody was in the same range. You know, you didn't have to shop around. You know, if someone said 6 to 10, You didn't have to worry about somebody saying 10 to 15, another one saying 3 to 6. Everybody basically stayed in the same range. But nowadays, everybody wants to be a hero.
Well, that's the whole thing. And also, nowadays, the TV stations, once they get a hold of these Euro and GFS, they put them up like they're real time, like it's real. They put them up like it's real, and it's right. And it's not.
No, it's just a projection, just the way we project the weather, they're projecting the weather. It's as simple as that. And, hey, most of the time it's pretty good. Most of the time it's pretty good. So that is that. Did not watch any, had no chance to watch any movies yesterday. So I have nothing to report there. I do have a couple of movies to watch. And we're just editing and moving down the line because we have to have our movie done and ready for the end of February.
Well, do you see where there's no host yet for the Academy Awards?
Oh, there still isn't.
Yeah. I haven't been following that. Why isn't there a host?
Well, the guy that they originally asked,
yeah,
somebody made a comment about... start this whole thing off about what he said concerning gay people a while back. And as a result, he refused to host the awards. And then he was on Ellen DeGeneres. And I saw on the network news. And Ellen asked him, and she even called the Academy. And they said they would love to have him back. And she asked him to reconsider. And that was where it was left.
Wow. Yeah, I think the guy was Kevin Hart.
I think so.
And Kevin Hart's funny. I mean,
yeah, I think he probably would have been a very good host. So now, I mean, why is it so hard to get a host? It shouldn't be.
Well, I think there's other people are saying, you know what? If that can happen to him, it can happen to us. And you know what? We got to put it, you know, we got to put them in a place where they be.
I think they should just hire Ellen DeGeneres. She did it before. Let her go on. And let her do it. She's funny.
Yeah, she is funny. I've always been a fan of Ellen.
So maybe she won't do it. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. But you would think that anybody that would be asked would be more than happy to host the awards. At least you would think.
It's amazing.
Who used to, wasn't there somebody, what's his name? He used to host the awards all the time.
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, yes.
My favorite, my two favorite are Billy Crystal and Johnny Carson when he used to do it.
Right.
Those were my favorites for that. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
But Marshall, there's an opening.
It's the last thing in the world I'd like to do is get out there. Talk about being miscast. I'd say so many wrong things.
I
insult so many people. You know, it's amazing. Nobody has come forward. Nobody has come forward.
Wow.
About it. It's, you know. It's pretty amazing. I just, you look at that. Kevin Hart, he talked about the comments he made years ago, and I guess he's making a moral stand. Like, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this. And I kind of agree with him on that. I really do. But anyways, that's that. They should have you host it, Pat. You know more about the movies than anybody else.
I don't think I would want to do it either, Marshall. But who is the guy that has a late night talk show? Not Seth. The other guy, he's from Britain.
James Corden.
Yeah, why don't they have him do it again?
Who's carrying it?
That's a good question.
If it's not,
I think it's ABC. Yeah, so it's ABC.
Well, then they should have do it. Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh yeah.
That guy he irritates people, but he makes me laugh. So does what's his name? The guy that we just talked about, Corden. Corden's good. Right. You've got a host of people that could host it. You've got Conan O'Brien who could host it. There's just a bunch of people that could do it.
I agree. And, well, there's got to be a reason. Maybe they are holding out to see if Kevin Hart does turn around and say yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. All right. Well, okay, so we've done that, and the weather should be halfway decent for my possible trip to New York today.
How come it's only possible?
Well, because after yesterday being outside for a few minutes, I'm rolling this around in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Really, yesterday was like being in the gulag. It was so uncomfortable. By the time I got inside, I have Raynaud's disease, okay? By the time I got inside, both my hands were bone white because there was no blood in them, right? Now, so when you get inside, the blood starts recirculating in the hands. You want to talk about painful, Pat. For about 20 minutes while your hands warm up and the blood gets back going again.
Right.
It's like your hands are on fire. On fire. And it was just horrible yesterday. I don't like cold weather. Everybody knows that. I don't like cold weather and rain. Everybody knows that. But yesterday was just the absolute worst 12 minutes outside. I spent outside of the time. I got caught in a snowstorm when I lived in Glenford, New York, and I was driving home from a midnight shift, and I walked about a mile to my house, and I only had sneakers with no socks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty bad.
Oh, that was pretty bad.
That took a lot of smoke and marijuana to get rid of that pain when those feet started to defrost.
Oh my goodness!
So, but it ranked right up there with that. I'm never well prepared for winter. So as much as I complain about it, all right. So we don't have to worry about any big storms. It gets a little mild up, and then a cold. Weekend that will be winter-like.
Yeah, and more seasonable, too.
Well, Pat, you've done it again.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall, you take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.